that the whatever tanchumen we try to give is not going to work, and the inyan is, as years go by, the, every nechama is I grab onto something good. I say, okay, you lost this, but you have this, you have this. It's bad now, it'll be good later. It'll get better, you'll overcome it. The nichumim are always where I grab onto something else that is that's good. So at least you have this. That's the nichumim. But as you keep going year after year after year, then you can't. Then what are you misnachim with? It's 2,000 years, and we haven't hit a good spot yet. He finishes the kina. He speaks about the goyim. Commenting on us. Shamati cherposam. I hear the chirufim gidufim. Cherfuni besfosam. They're keeping mecharef me. Shiftam vekimosam animaginosam. Day in, day out, I'm the butt of their jokes. They tell me, tikvaschem efei. Where's your hope? You're talking about hope, it'll be better, Mashiach will come, and so on and so forth. Where is it? Nothing's appeared good. Malachem poi. Chora ape veined lirpoi. I mean, isn't it time to realize it's finished for you? It's not there. Whenever we try to have a good space of time, we say, oh, you see, okay, this was bad. So it always comes again and again, Sarah and Sarah. And at some point, you ask yourself, so what is the hope of Klal Yisrael? So he says, Shuvoseichem nisharu ma'al. Whatever answers have been given, in other words, the answers that tried to give a temporary fix, a Mashiach shek of sorts, this is a, we can feel where the time shift, this is and this, we never had good and so on, all these things, hoinuni avdei habal. The avdei habal have fooled me, have deceived me, with all sorts of sheker dekatinus, and he says, "Ad yishkav mi, ad yashkiv mi mal moyuch oil vayol." Says, "The marker of the Beis Hamikdash is so deep. Like we said before, it goes to the Shoyrish. The only time there will be a recuperation, the only time when there will be a resurrection of Klal Yisrael is." When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moyed Shol Vayol, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings up the Mesim, in other words, the entire Bria is destroyed, and it's only with the Yom Tchias HaMesim that this comes back, and it's sort of that's and we say this at Muna every time Yom Nachman Oval, you say Amokim Nachman Esam Shor Shara Veltsim Ashlayim. It means that the Tkuma of Klal Yisrael is only going to be when you have that day in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away Makosa Shaloylam. It means that along any time somebody comes up with something that this is an achama, whatever it is, it's a nevuah sheker. Unless we understand that what happened is goes as deep as the Shoyrish of Chaim itself, as deep as the Shoyrish of Tchias HaMesim, it's not an achama. The Binyan HaMikdash wasn't a temporary, and the people who were stooping to build, to do this, to do that, we're not missing. It's we're missing at the very deepest root. We're missing the Shoyrish of Chiyus that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and any type of nechama that is sort of passed along on the way is Tanchumei Hevel. And yes, and as years go by, the Goyim's derision becomes more powerful and stronger. And the only Eitzah, every Eitzah is Eitzah Shek, he says, except that Yashkif Mimal Moyachol Vayol. Echtenach Amuni Hevel, Vechinori Nefach Lievel, Benach Laschel.